At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, you'll all bear with me. Just putting some finishing touches on my soundboard because Rob and I have been communicating most of the last 2 weeks trying to get different songs. Rob, I was reviewing some of the Spanish music.
How did we do?
Not Mexico, Spain, but I think it needs a little more sizzle. And even with the pony music. By the way, Rob selected some pony music that I think is really kind of nice.
You know, not horses, but
yeah.
Me.
No, okay. Yeah, you.
There it is.
You know, it's funny how fast Matt realized this was his song.
There it is. How things going, pony?
It's all right.
See, even though that's perfect, it's got to have more. You know, it's got to establish a little bit better. You know what I mean?
So, do you want to take it to the hook of that hot record?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I know there's a little bit of an intro. Do you want to take it when the melody comes in?
No, I think we'll have to find something a little bit more.
But do you still want to say funereal?
We'll work. We just have to address that one. I don't want to trouble the listeners with the thought process. But Rob's been giving me like a variety of different ethnic sounds and music beds, and so these are our Spanish ones. And you guys feel free to speak up and vote. We've got Oscar, by the way, who's out in Los Angeles, California,
hey,
for the
second
day. He will be back from LA on Monday also, and he's out there for the the L.A. Podcast. All right.
Festival. I can't wait till you're here next year.
And it's a podcast festival in Crab Boil. And it's all the crabs you can eat and a lot of disc jockeys.
Isn't it a bull and oyster roast? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, it is. And
there is actually a podcast called The Crab Feast that's presenting at the podcast festival.
Is it hosted by Martin Bass?
No, but they're called the Crab Feast.
Yeah. Hello, it's the Crab Feast. Hey, I have a question for you. So does it start? It starts in earnest today, right?
At noon.
At noon. So you're going to be getting done, and then you're going to be heading out to it today. Did you have any fun in Los Angeles last night?
I went to a meeting, and then I came back and hung out and had a lot of fun with my family. Went in the pool, barbecue.
Well, you went to an AA meeting?
No.
That'll be when he comes back. By the way, Mike, I've missed my spot. Here's Oscar's Los Angeles music bed.
Yo, home to Bel Air!
Thank you. I had a meeting in Beverly Hills that had nothing to do with the show.
It was at the Commerce Bank, Mike.
Yeah, it had everything to do with Mangrates.
Oh, were there rich people there?
Yeah, it was. I think Netflix is in that building as well. Very show busy.
Oh, so that's kind of. Do you like wearing that hat when you have to? Like when you wear the hat of the buyer as opposed to the seller, it's got to feel pretty good, doesn't it?
I like making money, Mike. That's what I like. And if I got to wear that hat to make money, that's what I'll do.
This hat that you're describing, Oscar, is it a sombrero?
No.
Okay.
Well, let's play that Spanish music that you have too, which is always nice. You know?
I walked in. I had mariachis with me.
Oscar has just arrived in the hotel.
See, I didn't think. I didn't know
there
he'd
is.
Actually go for this because this is Lady of Spain. This is
so. Shut up, I'm riffing here. He's in the lobby now. Now he's walking through the cocktail lounge, nodding towards the desk at check-in. Ah, he makes eye contact with his clients. And they lead him into the coffee shop. I don't know, Rob. You know what? I didn't like that one when I first heard it, and now I'm thinking that might be the winner.
You see, but I know, but I think originally what you were looking for is something more like Hot Havana Nights or Hot Spanish Nights.
You gave me a little variety.
That's a more happy, upbeat one. What else do you have?
Let's listen. Let's tango.
This would be
the conclusion of Oscar's meeting with the Mangrates, people that are going to buy Mangrates or sell Mangrates or whatever the hell it is.
After he closes the deal, right?
Ah, that was a wonderful meeting. Let's tango. All right, I don't like that one at all. I do not like that one at all. That
Noted.
Doesn't work, so we're going to edit that one. We have another tango. Let's see if Oscar likes this one.
Oh, I'm familiar with this tango. This is where they grab the rose and put it in my mouth.
Yes.
I didn't tango, you know what, to be honest with you, tango to me, more visual. More visual. It's funny with it. All right, that's just taking too long to get to where. You know what I mean, Rob. It takes too long to get to where it needs to go.
Understood.
You know?
Understood.
Now, what is this next song I have not played yet, but it is referred to as Hernando's Hideaway.
Oh, you will know the melody. But this is another great.
Luca, I'm home. Your Oscar, your Tio Oscar is home. Na 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 na. All right. Well, that's okay. I'm not sure. I have to be sold on that.
And this is not a decision that needs to be made immediately, nor should it be taken lightly. This is going to be our Spanish music. So
now,
let us choose right.
I also asked for Rob to give me happy music for him. So this is one of the themes for Rob Spiewak. Saturday morning at the Spiewak house.
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Robert. Good morning, Julia. I'm going to have hot dogs for breakfast.
No one's walked the dog? No problem. I'll go do it.
I love my neighbors.
This story is so riddled with lies.
Did you hear they're going to bomb the subways? Not in my neighborhood. We don't have them in Leesburg. La, 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 la. I'm Rob Spear. Gone with the Wind tonight. God, I love me.
Have you heard of ISIS? I haven't. I've heard of IC.
Oh, that might work. Might have to have a whole bank for Rob Spiewak.
Well, I know you love
sure
Frank Mills,
that.
Mike. He's your favorite piano player.
Let's listen to the next one. What do we have here? Let's see. Saturday morning at the Spiewaks. Life is grand. Maybe we'll go to Costco today. Hey, it's Saturday. Means it's supper club night. Julia's in a play. Robert III is playing basketball. Carrie's working for my medical insurance. And I'm sitting my fat ass on the computer. There we go. Okay.
What's not to like?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
And a little old-timey. I thought you'd like it was a little more old-timey.
I do. Might conflict with my Florida old-timey.
Oh,
but
it's not
let's
that
listen
old-timey.
To the next one. Here's another one. Now, this is actually the melody that plays in Rob's head all the time.
La, 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 la. What am I going to get on my bagel today? Good morning. Hi, how are you? Yeah, I work in the building above the Starbucks. Nice to see you. Hi, my name's Rob. Have a happy weekend. I love you. I love you, love you, love you.
Love you
I
all.
Love you, everyone.
Love you. Okay, that's enough with that. All right, moving. And then the last one here. This one, boy, this might be dirty. It's called Calcutta.
Oh, no, no. It has nothing to do with the Broadway show,
Is
Mike.
This another happy music for
this
you?
This is. I think this is from the Lawrence Welk canon.
Oscar, please enjoy the very last Rob theme of the day. Here we go.
It's too fast. There's no way his day moves that fast.
All right. You know what I think about all of them? I'll be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
For some reason, they are
putting
me in a bad mood. Let's start the show, Rob, for Christ's sake.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I hear our kids have been chatting online.
Yeah, I heard that your wife has been screaming at my son, and I don't appreciate it.
Excuse me?
She screamed at my son. Okay, he's 13 years old, for God's sakes. What the hell is the matter with her? Okay, you better check her meds and get them right.
Okay, you know what? Why don't you back the fuck off? Because that's my lovely, sweet wife you're talking about.
Oh, I need to
back
off?
Yeah, you need to back off, because your kid is an animal. He's a fucking animal. Why don't you put him on a leash?
Turn around!
If he insults my daughter again, I'm going to hit him with my fucking car. Got it? In fact, if you insult my wife again, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show up at your house when you're sleeping, and I'll take your iPad or your iPod or your iMac, and I'll shove them up your fucking eye. I got nothing to lose. Your kid is the problem. My kid is a fucking angel. I don't have time for this shit. So I'm keeping it together. But if I wasn't a score now,
touch me?
I didn't touch
you. Touch my upper breast.
I didn't. I got right below your shoulder.
You got right here. You actually, he hit my nipple. You what?
You're insane.
Why would you do that?
Did you just touch my mom's nipple?
He just touched my nipple. Why would you do that to me?
I poked you on the shoulder.
I have very high nipples.
I touched your shirt.
What do you think is under my shirt?
I just touched...
My breasts are under my shirt.
Your
you just
shoulder.
Touched my breasts.
Your shoulder.
Well, that's a funny place to put a shoulder in my boob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Get it, everybody, Jim Morrison!
Come on,
live from the Cappy Piper Studios and heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 25 million downloads. Pony, I think we might need to update those numbers. When's the last time you checked them?
I checked it the other day. We are almost at 26.
We're almost at 26, then I can say we are over 25 and a half million listeners.
Because those are the increments that we use, don't you know? We go 500,000. At a time, don't you know?
Heard daily at MikeOMaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks! The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet, and I mean that. Why?
Why, Mike? Why?
Because they get it. And thank you to all of our listeners, especially all the people that are supporting our big trip out to Reno. We are very, very excited about heading out there and meeting all of you and seeing all of you and entertaining all of you. Anyway, today's show brought to you by FanDuel.com. Rofo?
Yes.
I don't want to put any pressure on you. I was thinking last night, what if you had decided to pick Eli Manning as our starting quarterback? Would have been a hell of a windfall, wouldn't it, son?
It would have been, but it was a risky pick.
It was a risky pick, yeah, because you never know when Eli's going to go out and poop his pants on the field and throw 12 interceptions. So
that's an excellent way to put it.
We are going, who is our quarterback this week? Who are we going with?
We're going with Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers, who's playing Jacksonville, so that's the reason you're picking him. You're using that tried and true formula on FanDuel.com.
Working the matchup.
Of using the quarterback that may have a great game because he's going against a weak defense. Not always the winning formula, but we'll have to wait and see. Imagine resetting your team every week and playing fantasy football for real money. You can do it at FanDuel.com. You can be like Matt Nichols of Ohio. He turned a $25 deposit into over $25,000 playing fantasy football at FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Who's our number one wide receiver this week?
Alshon Jeffrey of the Chicago Bears.
Is he using a voice again?
No. It's just funny when I go to him, you see him move his body, and he does this whole little thing. It's funny. And now that I see him directly, it's amusing me. No season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Contest entries start at just $1, and the money is real. FanDuel paying out more than $10 million every single week. Just click the microphone in the upper right hand and use TMOS. The first 50 use the code. Get their deposit matched up to $200. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. Rofo, good luck to us this week.
Good luck indeed.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Anyway,
good luck
welcome.
Indeed. Is that the answer you're looking for there?
It's funny seeing both of you. It's just, I'm not looking at Oscar because Oscar doesn't have a video feed when he's in LA.
Right.
We're going to work on that because I really think probably, all right, who has the pool for Oscar being out in Los Angeles four more times before the year is over.
Really? You think by Christmas?
Not this year. I'm saying in a year's time.
At least six. Next year,
Oscar will have been to Los Angeles four more times.
Quarterly. Well, because there's a house out there with an infinity pool. That's what he likes. He wants to go out there.
That's the way I should be living.
That's right. Exactly.
How are you finding L.A.? Are you enjoying yourself?
It's like a second home, Mike. I don't know what to tell you. I walk the streets of Santa Monica Boulevard. Everything is now kind of like, I feel like I'm in D.C. I know where Beverly Hills is proper. I know Bel Air is proper. I know where the Sunset Strip is proper. I know how much a cab is going to cost or an Uber ride is going to cost. It's
Why
like
are
my
you
second
saying
home.
Proper? What are you, MC Hammer?
No, I just, if you don't know an area, you can say, I think it's down here like 2 to 3 miles. I know how many miles I am away from a certain location. And it's only my second trip. I'm pretty proud of that, actually.
Yeah. We're going to talk about, I want to talk
Thank
about
you.
An
Thank
incredible
you.
Sports
Thank
night. But Oscar, I want to ask you first. So it's the LA Podcast Festival this weekend.
Yes.
You have alluded to the fact that this particular festival may be not the kind of talent windfall that one might expect. How do you see this shaking out this weekend? And how much time are you going to spend, outside of doing your, networking and figuring out things for this show and for Big O and Dukes and all that other stuff? How much time will you spend just like wandering and trying to check out other podcasts?
I'll be in the conference guaranteed tomorrow and today for at least 7 to 8 hours. It'll be a full day.
What do you anticipate the geography of the conference to look like? Will it be in a hotel ballroom?
It's in a hotel, and there are multiple ballrooms with different shows going on in multiple simultaneously in different ballrooms. And there are small programs that talk about certain aspects of the business that we use, like PayPal, or if we're using Libsyn, or if you're using Squarespace, depending on what interface a podcast is using, you learn more about them. And it's, in a weird way, I feel I don't know enough about the conference. I know this is the second year, but I also feel like there are these top tier shows out there that, are huge. And then there are a bunch of little shows that can become huge. They get a shot, right? And I think that this is finally a place where maybe both of them meet. For example, you've got the Crab Feast, which is a smaller comedy show out there, right? And then you've got, which is like three comedians, and they do a phenomenal job, but they're a small show. And then you've got Marc Maron, who's going to be there on Saturday night doing his show live from the event. So
he's the headliner, and he's a guy that makes, he's up in Adam Carolla territory. Yep. In fact, he makes more money than Adam Carolla.
It's not cheap. It's $99 for a weekend pass. That's $100 plus getting out here. And thank God I have my sister's place to stay at. But I want to check it out and see what the landscape like is for out here, both for the other businesses I work with, but also for us to see if maybe we can pick up something they're doing out here.
I would like to see the text come in this weekend from Oscar. We have to be there. That's when I'll know it's worthwhile. If I don't get that, who knows? Yes, Rob.
But don't you picture it sort of being like when we used to have to do Radio Row for the Super Bowl?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
There was always a series, and they seemed to be, as the tables went down the line, the sports disc jockeys got louder and louder and louder and louder.
Right,
how many
exactly.
podcasts are going to be in the same room screaming?
They're all designated at different times. It's almost like a classroom block.
Okay.
Where when you got your schedule, you say, okay, if you want to go see this podcast at this time, they'll be here in this ballroom. The other guy will be in this ballroom. So they're segmented. To be fair to them, it's interesting because it's like a live show for 100 different podcasts. Now, I don't think the podcasts that come get paid, and I think the podcast organizers get paid, but I think if you're a small show and you want to be showcased, and I imagine there's going to be other advertisers here as well walking around.
I'd love to know that. Yeah, there are lots of advertisers floating around. That'll be interesting.
So we'll find out.
It'll be interesting to see technologically how the other shows do, and what they do, their little tricks and stuff like that. So I hope you have a good time doing that. And
Thank you.
I look forward to your report. Also, on Monday when you continue with your last broadcast from Los Angeles, Oscar, it'll be absolutely essential for you to do a nerd update. Yeah. I want to know how many guys were wandering around from the basement of the science building out there.
Yes,
okay?
yes.
What's also important to note is that did we ever think that there was going to be a podcast festival, when we started this business?
True enough.
So many people do this now, and this is such a wonderful way of delivering entertainment. And I would be lying if I said that I like the speed it's traveling at. It's not traveling at warp speed. Cultural changes in entertainment take a long, long time. But I'll tell you this, I don't think podcasts are going anywhere. No. I don't think they're going away. It's just a question of, I think like a lot of stuff like this, you gotta weed out all the pretenders and let the cream rise to the top. And I look forward to that. I really do. So,
as it happened when television launched, you know, and you know, I think podcast is very well poised. You know who took a bad bounce is the satellite radio. Is that was poised to be the next big thing, and then with the internet coming on, it's all of a sudden you don't need a $4 million satellite in the air. And
what's funny is that you think about satellite radio and you think about how CBS went out of their minds.
Oh,
now, primarily
God.
Because Howard was going to satellite. And the fact is, CBS reacted with nothing but total and complete panic. And that's where free FM was born. Because they said, we got to make sure that they know it's free. There was absolutely, this to me was the story of radio and radio executives. There was absolutely no confidence that radio was going to survive this onslaught of satellite. And they thought that satellite was going to take all of their listeners, which it never did.
Right.
They thought it was going to be an amazing juggernaut, which it did not turn out to be. And it's still very healthy, and it still does very well. But the fact is, CBS changed an entire network of radio stations around the country reacting to Howard going to satellite because they're charging for it. We must make sure that they know
and
it's
also,
free.
Not just
hysterical.
Him starting on satellite, him just announcing he was going there.
Oh,
just
absolutely.
The very notion that it was happening was enough for them to burn the factory down.
Free FM. That was the big thing. That's what they did. And where did that go? Oh, that went away. That went away very, very quickly. But, you know, lots of ill-conceived ideas from our former employers. And, you know, it's...
And then Tradio's still around.
Yeah. Love Tradio.
Tradio. Yeah,
I got a box spring that's like new.
Right. And congratulations on the cutbacks at the all news station. Good foresight there. You know, it's amazing the same people are running that station, that network rather, that you know, that were there when we were there. I guess
they reward excellence, Mike.
They fire everybody, but they don't fire the guys that do the firing, which is probably what they might want to think about doing.
But I think it's wise.
Dan,
it's wise, Mike. It's always wise to make cutbacks at a news station because the news sort of just reports itself. What you don't need is a staff, and you don't need people to investigate anything.
Exactly. You want to do it. Really, we've always said if you're going to run a major news operation in the nation's capital, you can do it on a very limited budget.
Shoestring.
You want to make sure you do that.
Shoestring station.
Hey, here's another idea. We're a D.C. station, but they've got a news station. Let's focus on Baltimore. All sorts of great ideas.
Well,
just
that's where the signal's good.
Yeah. To get really nerdy, when I worked at WHFS, both off air and on air, every year there was like a big meeting that says, okay, we're going to move the transmitter so it covers more of D.C. Because
right.
We would kill in Baltimore, right? Uh-huh. And Severna Park and Eastern Maryland, we would just murder, but not in D.C.
It was an Annapolis signal for a long time, Oscar. That's where, I mean, it really was an Annapolis FM. I remember that. And they always used to talk about that signal.
So for years, you sit there and you're like, okay, I can't wait till they move that transmitter just 5 miles and we'll cover all of Northern Virginia and just murder. They never moved it. They did the same thing. They expected a different result, and they got basically what was supposed to be a D.C. news station now, which is a Baltimore news station.
Yep.
And the money that they invested, probably, you know, even with not paying people a lot, but I know they stole some people from the other news station to come over. And, yeah, the people at the new D.C. is if there's one thing that D.C. likes, D.C. likes new. We like shiny and new.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the listeners, because the listeners didn't run to it. They didn't flock to it. I'm talking about the employees at the other news station that were really so excited about saying, we got to get over there.
Game changer. Let's go.
Just like in football, they wanted Kirk Cousins, and I said, RG3 all the way, man, all the way.
You know what? It's so true. I mean, there's a fickleness there. It's the new. Look, the main reason that our urban sprawl outside of D.C. looks the way it looks is because of the love of the new.
Mm-hmm.
You know a survey I have never seen? And I'd love somebody to commission this. I would love to see them do a survey as to the volume of brand new cars. I know they have this research. What city in America has per capita the most late model automobiles?
Like a year or newer, would you say?
Yeah, because I remember I used to, especially when I would come up there now and sit in that traffic, you look around, everyone has a new automobile. Every single person has a brand new car. And it's not like that when you get out into the heartland of America.
True
but
enough.
In D.C., they've
got brand new tractors.
With air conditioning.
And I would say, really, if you did a marketing survey about new cars and new homes, I guarantee you, I would, if Washington, D.C. was not at the very top of the list, I would be stunned, because I think our area, more than anywhere else, has new home developments, houses that were built probably since 2000, more than anybody else, and new cars. I think you would see that everywhere. At least that's just a theory.
Yeah, and then also do a survey on crumbling infrastructure and the earth opening up and swallowing people.
Oh,
because that's what's going to happen.
Well, you have to understand, people are so narcissistic in D.C. that it doesn't matter. You don't need a highway. You don't need roads. People have their new car and their new home. That's what keeps people happy. That's what keeps people from tearing the whole thing down in our area of Washington, D.C., because everybody has the new. And that's why we love the new baseball team when it came in. We love that now. And, you know, and until that time, you know, winning championships. When Dan Snyder took over the Redskins, we loved the new. Mm-hmm. And that's why when Oscar mentions Kirk Cousins, you're talking about the new. We love the new.
I love the new. I actually remember I was championing the new.
Yeah.
And then I watched that game yesterday and I said, oh my God, why didn't I watch Jeter do what he did?
Well, you know what? Speaking of that, that is a wonderful tease, because I'm going to tell you the story of this Red Sox fan. And, you know, as much as it might pain me to say, to be honest with you, it doesn't pain me at all to say, one of the greatest nights in the history of baseball. And I watched it live, and I'll tell you all about that and just what I thought about an incredible athlete delivering like nobody's ever delivered. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, it's Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Stan Laurel.
On the next episode of the Tony Perkins Show featuring Stan Laurel, it's big-time TV star Tom Bergeron.
Wow. How did you get him, Tony?
Through you, Gary.
Thank you.
He's the host of Dancing with the Stars and many more shows. Starting Monday, TonyPerkinsShow.com.
It's the Tony Perkins Show.
That is Gary Studd, Stan Laurel. Gary Stein is an older soul than you.
Yeah, it's a pretty good contest, but he's got a slightly head start on me, head start. But
I'm
we are
give
two
you,
old souls.
I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Okay? You've got you and Gary Stein can, this is the sound you might hear. Because if you guys start riffing on Stan Laurel and things like that, that's going to be very, very dangerous. Help my friend Tony out, and don't go down memory lane too much, okay?
Understood. Thank you.
Please don't do that. Welcome
Noted. It is valid advice.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by the Charity Hockey Classic. It's back.
Yes.
The 6th annual Charity Hockey Classic, Saturday, October 25th, at the Kettler Capitals Iceplex in Arlington, Virginia. The doors open at 11:30 a.m. This is a wonderful afternoon of hockey that benefits an important cause, the Children's National Health Care System. Rob was talking just the other day on how when your son was involved with Children's Health Care, it was the best care that he ever received.
Amazing.
Right?
Every doctor, every nurse, every volunteer makes you, they welcome you in, and they don't make you feel like you're being treated. And they are the best treatment he got, but he felt like he was just being welcomed into their family. It's a great, great organization.
Very special people. Children's National improves the health of children all around the world, and they never turn away a patient, whether they can pay or not. It's incredible. So come have a blast while making a difference. Hang with the Caps official mascot, Slapshot, the Red Rockers, and members of the Mike O'Mara Show and the More Network, plus a few surprises to go with it. And a great afternoon. It's really terrific. Please check it out. Kids are admitted absolutely free. All the details you need for the Charity Hockey Classic are at charityhockeyclassic.com. That's charityhockeyclassic.com. We will see you there. Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. Good stuff. And I think it's a really wonderful cause, and I hope they have the best year that they've ever had. Okay, with all the crap that we have heard about athletes and all the scandals and the NFL and Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson, it was so wonderful to have a sports night that brought back all the good memories of sport with a team that I have rooted passionately against for my entire life, and that is the New York Yankees. I'm talking about Derek Jeter, and I just became hip to this, I think, surfing the web yesterday. Am I doing okay, Rob, with all that? You guys
fantastic.
Have
fantastic.
Sound great. You sound
okay.
Great.
So anyway, it was so gratifying to that. First of all, I'm surfing through some of the different sites, and I see Jeter's last game as a Yankee. I'm like, oh, okay, that's something special. And I decided that I would watch it, and I got to watch that whole thing live. Let me give you the backstory about this Red Sox fan and Derek Jeter. Two things cemented the way I feel about Derek Jeter. One game, they were playing the Red Sox, and it was earlier in his career, and Derek Jeter went running for a foul ball and dove head first, extending his full body into like the second row of seats at Fenway.
But he caught the ball, right?
Yeah, I mean, I remember he did. I'm not sure, but I will tell you, just I remember the hustle, and I remember the fact that he dove into the seats and he bloodied himself. And then the other memory I had of Derek Jeter was I was in Fenway Park early. Used to love to get to the game early and watch batting practice. And Derek Jeter was sitting down there by the Yankees dugout, and he was talking to a Red Sox fan in a Nomar Garciaparra jersey who had to be like 10 or 11 years old, a kid. And I watched this, and Derek Jeter was talking to him with the most amazing amount of respect. It was just like he was talking to a buddy. And I said, that kid will remember that for the rest of his life, that here is this Hall of Famer having a conversation. And that was it. And those were the two things that I remembered, and I took that away, and I said for years and years and years, like many fans of opposing teams, that the big, bad, evil Yankees, of all of them, the guy that everybody liked was Derek Jeter. And everybody liked Derek Jeter because of the way he conducted himself. And oh, how are we doing? Are we glitching again a little bit here? Or are we?
There was
right?
There's just a hiccup. You're fine.
Something's going on, fellas.
Sound great.
I don't know what's going on. But anyway, so it really was something that I always respected Derek Jeter as a Red Sox fan. That's no small order because, I mean, there's so many Yankees like A-Rod that we all couldn't stand, that we hated the guy. So,
but not
it
good
was
enough
fun.
To. He wasn't good enough to make you like the team.
No, no one would be good enough to make me like the team.
But also the way he was off the field, and you know, just the gentleman, they called him the captain, the way that he would treat his women, whether he married them or not, because he didn't.
No, he didn't. That's why Oscar loves him.
And the supposed gift bags he would give them when they would leave his apartment. Oh, it's so classy.
And also the running joke of Jeter's place, his huge mansion. I mean, just looks like a government building. And, you know, you get there and you get to have sex with him and you get a tote bag and you're sent on your way. And, you know, that's just class.
Here's another thing about Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter played the field. We talked about it many times on the show. We talked about the fact that Derek Jeter constantly had a revolving door of women, and they would be up there and you know, they'd be in the booth when Jeter was hitting a milestone, and you'd see them and go, oh, there's his supermodel of the week. But through that all, you never had these women getting out of a relationship with Derek Jeter and saying he was a scumbag, he was a bastard, he was a terrible guy. He did what the modern athlete does. You know, you date the supermodels, you go off and you do that. But he kept his nose clean. And I will tell you that yesterday when I saw that it was going to be his last home game in Yankee Stadium, I said, you know what? We've got the Redskins-Giants tonight. I'm going to be watching that. I'm going to look in on the opening of the game. And then when I watched the beginning of this and they're introducing Derek Jeter, I said, you know what? I'll have to come back and hopefully catch the end of this too,
right?
Because that's going to be the more emotional moment when he's playing his last moments in Yankee Stadium. So I did that, and sometimes I have great timing with these things. Sometimes I don't. I tune in about midway through the top of the ninth inning.
And
there are two outs. There are two outs, and the Yankees are leading, and they bring the closer in, and the entire stadium is chanting You know, Jeter, Jeter, Jeter. They're going crazy. They've got the close-up. It's the game is incidental. You're not even thinking about the baseball game. Yes, Rob?
At this point, I found a pretty nice little package of his last at-bat last night. I'd like to play it. I think you'll enjoy it.
Not right now.
Not right now.
Rob,
for God's sakes, you have to. He just said there's a twist.
He's not interested in this. That's why he did that. I'm weaving a tale of this. I want to tell the story. Then we will play the audio.
All right.
Yeah, so there's a swerve that's coming, Rob, that makes it even a bigger deal.
Okay.
So the thing is, the closer comes in. I think the score was 5-2, and the fans are chanting Jeter, 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 and I'm like going, this is really terrific and a nice way to go out. Not even entering my mind that anything game significant is going to happen other than Derek Jeter being the guy. And so the fact is that this closer poops his pants, gives up some home runs, and the big bad at this particular time, the Orioles, who were really trying to get home field advantage in the American League, they could care less about Derek Jeter, and they're acting like that. And you know what? I respect that because they're not supposed to care. And they tie the game. And I'm sitting there going,
5-5,
and you say the closer, oh, way to go. Nice job, douche. You did this to Derek Jeter. And at that point, they make the last out, and what I hadn't heard, and then I hear it, he said, well, coming up in the bottom of the ninth, Derek Jeter will bat third. And I stop, and I said, wait a minute. Hold on a second. This is Derek Jeter on the receiving end. As a Red Sox fan, I remember the one guy I didn't ever want to be up. And this is 10, 11 years of this. I never wanted Derek Jeter to be up when it was a significant part of the game. They called him Captain Clutch. That's where it was. And I hear the announcer say this, and I say, okay, not going back to the football game now, because let me tell you something. This is going to be – I just had a gut. And everybody in that stadium had a gut, and everybody that's ever been a baseball fan has had a gut. I had a gut that this was going to be something special, and it turned out to be Captain Clutch not letting us down. You know, you just can't write this. And for you non-baseball fans, I will tell you, this is what makes the game of baseball so great. And guys like Derek Jeter, you know, get the credit, and they deserve it because they do this stuff. This is coming up in the bottom of the ninth inning. The first guy gets a base hit for the Yankees. I don't even know their names. I think it's Brett Gardner. Bunts him over to second. And with man on second, the winning run in second, who comes to the plate but Derek Jeter? And now, Rob, you can skip ahead and play that tape because this is just amazing, absolutely amazing.
Might need a police escort to get out. Gardner with a good bunt. They get him at first. Successful sacrifice. And here we go.
For the Yankees, number 2, Derek Jeter.
The chills.
Base hit to right field, the winning run, his last at-bat as a Yankee in Yankee Stadium, and he wins the game. I mean, I get goosebumps just talking about it, and I'm not a Yankee fan. It was spectacular, absolutely incredible.
Can I play Mike, one other piece of tape real quick? It's funny you said you had a gut. This guy had an amazing call. This is on the MLB Network. I guess it was like 4 or 5 people that were carrying the game last night.
It might be yes. If it's the guy that says he has a – this is a storybook script and he's got the last page. I hope it's that guy. I watched it on Yes.
I think he said, no, this is from MLB Network. We talked about this could be very Hollywood.
And here's Derek Jeter with the winning run at second and one out in the ninth inning. I know what you're thinking. It would be true Hollywood if Jeter gets a base hit to win the game. Now that would be Hollywood. And the pitch is line. Base hit. Right field. Here comes Richardson. Here comes Marquez's throw. It's going to be not in time.
Richeson scores on a base hit by Derek Jeter. Is that unbelievable? Or is that unbelievable? Yankees win
terrible
the ball
call.
Game.
It was a terrible call.
As a connoisseur of sports casting, my favorite call was actually the yes guy, but it was just tip of the cap to Mr. Jeter, and my friend, I did have one last moment before we go to break. I will tell you about this. So I have two Yankee fans that since my father died, the sick weird thing about this is that the rivalry is so beautiful that the exchanges I have about my Red Sox are usually with my Yankee fan friends, Randall mm-hmm. Dewey and Kevin Schaefer of the Kevin and Rock Show. And so it's just those are the guys that I communicated with. And they normally, will give me crap, but then they will acknowledge something great that happens. And that, to me, is what it's all about. The great rivalry of having this is so much fun, and it was just really, really special. And
special
I was able to text them. But Kevin Schaefer, in his knuckleheaded wisdom, I text Kevin and I said, I hope you saw that. And the exchange was so weird because he texted back, yeah, I saw it up close. And I went, you were there. And then like 20 minutes goes by and he said, yeah, but I wish I wasn't here now. And I suddenly realized, I said to myself, is he talking about crowds or what? And then I said, is he talking about the same game or is he at the effing Redskins game?
Oh.
That moron was at the Redskins game. And so I said, no, I was talking about Jeter. And he said, man, do I feel dumb. But he got a chance to see the whole thing. But really, terrific night in the world of sports. We're going to try to limp through what may be the first time since we have done this podcast where we are having ourselves some technical issues.
We'll work it out.
No more trips to Los Angeles. We'll take a break and come back with more on Michael Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. I love my Sleep Number bed, and my 94-year-old mother up in Boston loves her Sleep Number bed, too. She is raving about it. She's going crazy. And you would think, at 94, she didn't have a lot to rave about, and I'll tell you, it's sweet to hear her talk about it. You have to check out the Sleep Number Dual Air technology for custom firmness and Sleep IQ technology. The Sleep IQ uses sensors to track and optimize your sleep. It will give you the best night's sleep ever. It's the smartest bed in the world. You'll wonder how you slept without it. My Sleep Number setting is an 80. Carly's is an 85. There's only one place in the world to find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, and that's a Sleep Number store. Come in right now, and you'll find the C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology. It starts at $999.98. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And Pony, if you're panicking because I put the Sleep Number where the Amazon is, just want to make sure we get them in before the whole world blows up.
So the
connection, a little odd. Do you think that has anything to do with the terrorist threats that we're experiencing?
I blame Derek Jeter myself.
Ooh, they're going to bomb the subways again. You know, it was so refreshing, not to be late. It, but man, with all the I'm a sports fan. I love sports, and really to have this happen after all the crap, it was so refreshing to see a great story. And everybody, they're leading with it on every newscast today because it was that big a deal, and that's what it should be. And just a final word on two things. I just want to say this: having a great rivalry in sports is something that doesn't come along very often. You don't get to experience it. I happen to be fortunate as a sports fan because I have been a fan of a team that is involved in one of the all-time greatest rivalries in sports, the Red Sox and the Yankees. And you would think that, I wouldn't have any Yankee fans. Well, the odd thing about this has been such a joyous rivalry that the fun of watching Red Sox-Yankee games was having my Yankee fan friends come over. It was beautiful.
That's what makes it sweet.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It's what makes it all the sweeter.
It intensifies
it. That's what it's all about. These are people that I disagree with. Were there moments like Randall with his father, God rest his soul, when they both stood up in 2003 and pointed at me when Aaron Boone hit the home run over the left field wall and pointed at me and went, you.
Oh, that must have felt so nice.
It sucked, but it does. But you suffer through that so that when your team gets the payback like we did in 2004, it's great. There's another moment where Randall and I are down at Tim's River Shore in scenic, beautiful Dumfries, Virginia, and Don Zimmer goes after Pedro Martinez, and Don Zimmer, who's like 150 years old, and Pedro Martinez knocks him on his ass.
I remember.
And Randall, the Yankee fan, and me, the Red Sox fan, we stand up and we high-five each other. That is what this rivalry. That's what this rivalry is all about, and it's so pure, and it's so real, and it's so beautiful. And the point that I'm trying to make here is that we were talking about, I think we talk about it in the bonus show or one of the shows. We do a lot of content. I don't keep track of everything. But when you disagree with people, it doesn't have to mean you want to kill them.
Right.
In fact, if you disagree with them and they come from a completely different perspective, you can find common ground, and it makes it absolutely joyous. And this is the same thing with Republicans and Democrats and conservatives and liberals and Christians and Muslims, that we don't need to just be so completely on each other's asses that we can't enjoy the fact that we disagree. Mm. And that's, I know it's sports and it's not as serious as some of these other things, but man, the Yankee Red Sox brought me more joy to see Yankee fans doing something stupid in Fenway or Red Sox fans doing something stupid in Yankee Stadium. It really was terrific, and guys like Jeter enhance it. That's all I want to say. I have a quick question
about the whole situation, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
So when Jeter, because I watched his press conference afterwards, I finally tuned away from the Redskins game. It was just a disaster, and I wanted to see his last moments, that at bat. And I sat there and watched his press conference, and he said that's the last time he's playing shortstop. And I sat there and I said, I see that, because he says that he wants to walk away knowing he played short in at Yankee Stadium for the last time.
Yeah, beautiful and well thought out and well planned and very, very Jeter-esque.
I thought that was classy. And out of respect to the rest of the cities, he said he's going to DH just so he's there, but that's the last time
he's
going
to
play
short.
Well,
Boston. I mean, they're going to Boston, and that's where he's finishing up. And so I'll be watching that. And they gave Mariano Rivera a great send-off, and they're going to do the same for Derek Jeter. And I love the fact that he's DHing up there, as a tribute to the fans up in Boston. I think that's it's so sweet. It's
question
really
for
great.
You, Mike.
What a nice taste in my mouth.
Yeah, obviously, you're the biggest baseball fan on the show, and maybe the biggest baseball fan I know. Mm-hmm. With this, they have to be, for one reason or another, high-fiving at Major League Baseball, because coming off the worst 2 weeks the NFL maybe has ever had, they have this glorious night for their sport. But sadly, this glorious night for their sport is about a retirement. Will they have another player that is of Jeter's caliber in the foreseeable future that they can sort of pin the league, not just a team, but the league can pin their hopes on?
Well, what it is you have to have the reason there's so many factors that play into Derek Jeter.
Longevity.
You
talk about,
yes, thank you, Oscar. Longevity, number one, the way he played the game. You hear that expression. It sounds like a cliche. It's not.
It is beauty.
It's playing the game right, doing things the right way. But longevity is first. So you don't know if there's a guy that's going to be doing the same thing. So it's longevity, it's playing the game right, and then it's keeping your nose clean. And it's also having respect for your competitors, which Derek Jeter did. Derek Jeter was not only well received on the Yankee in the Yankees clubhouse, he was well received by other teams. Something I can't say about my guy, David Ortiz. Mm-hmm. David Ortiz has a reputation for kind of being a little showboaty, so he might not get that kind of reaction in other cities. But it gets me back to something I've talked about with the NFL. The NFL could take a lesson from a guy like Derek Jeter in that, it's a more violent league. Yes, it is much more dangerous on the field. Of course it is. But you could take a lesson from the sportsmanship aspect of this, where you play the game hard, and there are many, many, many. You could just write a novel with NFL players that have played the game hard and played the game right and had the respect of their peers, and there are not enough of those guys in the NFL. They need more of that. They need more people in sports in general, like a Derek Jeter, who plays the game right, and it doesn't involve pointing at another guy when a guy's down after you've just done your job. Derek Jeter said it last night. He said, I feel a little weird that I'm just basically doing my job. That's the way he looked at it. And, you know, I think that so when you compare the NFL, and a lot of people are going to be making that comparison.
Of course.
That you've got a situation where, you know, the NFL had a horrible week, but then Jeter had Major League Baseball. I think it's all sports. It's all just a big entertainment vehicle. And you can take some things away by maybe having more education for these guys that doesn't involve how you play the game. Maybe it involves how you conduct yourself as a human being. And these are 22, 23, 24-year-old little boys.
Yeah.
They just
yeah.
were babies. 10 years, you know, they need to probably get some direction. And you could really, I think if you, Oscar, let me ask you this. If you presented it the right way, don't you think you could have a guy like a Dominique, mm-hmm. Foxworth, who would take guys into a room, you know, for a half an hour of a PowerPoint presentation and just yeah. say, guys, let me tell you something. If you want to make the real big money and you want to be revered and you want to, you know, you want to have a life after this blip on the radar that is your football career, you conduct yourself like this and it might be better. Is that too idealistic?
So the NFL has different programs. One of them, you know, each team has like a rookie symposium that they go through. The NFL overall has a rookie symposium that you go to before you get into the league. And that really deals with finances. So nobody bilks you or takes your money, right?
Okay.
But they don't deal with their bank accounts after the fact. Some of the guys can go to Harvard almost mini semester during the summers in between their seasons that NFL puts together, where they can learn more about kind of the worldly ways of, again, finances. But how to conduct yourself, I think that, and I'm actually turning on this, Mike, that the code of ethics that you talked about when this initial Ray Rice thing came out and now uh-huh. with Adrian Peterson, if the culture needs to change from the top, and it's changing now where there's zero tolerance for this to happen. Now, should it take a zero tolerance policy to change the way people act in their personal lives? No. Right. But if that's what makes people think twice about getting in a car drunk or hitting their girlfriend or possibly hitting their kids, then I have to make an about face to say that if that's what's happening now, then I'm all for it, you know?
Yeah, let's hope it works. I mean, I think it shows you what, you know, we have so much pressure in society. Everybody's out there slaying the dragon. You know, everybody's out there doing their jobs, trying to get things done. Sports can be so wonderful. You know, it can be wonderful, Rob. You know, you do your thing with going to your movies and your diversions. Our diversions are, you know, where you bond with your father about different
right.
things. Our diversions are important when we're dealing with the pressures that life throws at us.
You need them. You need them to settle down.
If you elevate these things a little bit and you get people that are, you get more, you know, you just change the equation. You get a few more good guys than bad guys. I think life will be better for everybody.
I had a nice moment yesterday, and please, with Luca, we were watching the Redskins game. He was rooting for the Redskins with me, so we were high-fiving when something good happened and something bad happened. We just were upset about it together. And when I changed the channel, he's kind of a baseball fan, but not really. He loves soccer and football, right? And he says, well, why is this such a big deal? And it was so nice to say, see this gentleman, he played for 20 years. He played with class and honor.
Right.
And his colleagues, his fellow players on other teams that have rivalries still respect him. Everybody respects him, and he did it because...
Teaching moment. A teaching
and you're
moment.
Sitting there, and I'm talking to him about this. I'm like, this is such so much bliss to be able to explain to a young boy that if you're respectful, you work hard, you can have this type of honor one day possibly, and this is what you should strive for, you know?
Yeah, and to be honest, you know, I'm the first one to say that, you know, I've had a long journey in my career and in my personal life and the way I have been as a human being. And you know what? I think a lot of people take a long time to figure things out and to, you know, to live their life a certain way. And I will tell you something that, you know, to get to this stage and with what we're doing where we butt heads all the time, all of us do. We do on this show. But the fact is, at the core of it, I have tremendous esteem and respect for my coworkers, and they have it for me. And it's a two-way street.
Sure.
And it ultimately is something that makes us all feel a little bit better as human beings. You know, we know no matter how much we rant out at each other on this show that we have respect for what we do. And that's the name of the game. I think that's Jeter's number. You know, there's a reason they used respect And it's an overused word sometimes, but on this particular count, it was great. I found myself, God, this is a Yankee moment. I found myself wishing my father was alive to watch this because he would have loved it as well. Yeah, Rob.
But it's not really a Yankee moment. Isn't it more of a baseball moment? Isn't baseball it a moment, moment for the game?
And, it turned into a baseball moment.
And that is what is so cool about it. And even me, who doesn't follow the sport, when I watched this morning in replay, I said, wow. That's pretty amazing. And you really are looking at a piece of history. And it's not,
right.
And it is Yankee history, the way that, you know, the Revolutionary War is George Washington history. But that's essentially the history of America. And this is a piece of the history of the game. And if you love the game, your dad loved the game, of course
right.
he'd love to see it.
You know, they talk about these great athletes, and I really wonder whether it's true, because I never was a great athlete, and I really...
Not yet, Mike.
I've known great athletes. They talk about the fact that in the ultimate clutch moments of an athletic contest, time speeds up for a lot of players. In people like Derek Jeter, Wayne Gretzky, Joe Montana, time slows down, that it actually slows down. You go back and look at this. Incidentally, he hit the first pitch into right field. He didn't even make the fans wait. And it just was the moment of, I can't. Can you imagine with tens of thousands of people screaming your name? It's the most emotional moment in your baseball career, and you have the presence of mind to get up there and deliver in the clutch. It's still, I tell you, I hate it. I hate that I'm gushing over a New York Yankee.
No, you shouldn't.
But man, oh man, was it a moment. And
do you think that's what makes
it elevates
the greats great?
It elevates all the other players. They look at this and they go, man, I want to be like that guy.
Do you think that's what makes the greats great, that when the pressure is on, things slow down? Because
well,
that allows him to sort of
let me tell you, and I and I'm
do what
I'm
he
not,
does.
I'm not in any way comparing what I do to what athletes do. But I will tell you that during the 20 years that I worked with Don, the pressure cooker moments that we would have were when the executives were coming into town,
mm-hmm.
when the president of the company was going to be listening, where they would even have executives come in and they would have, I don't know if they ever did this to you and Chad, Oscar, they would have a listening party. They'd be listening. You know, they would have somebody where they were listening, and inevitably, Don and I would have some of our best shows ever when the pressure was at its
Absolutely.
Absolute peak.
Yeah.
And I think whenever you're going to do something well, you got to kind of thrive on that. And, you know, I use there's a lot of pressure when we do a live show. And when we would do a live show, Rob Spiewak would be the very first person to walk out on that stage, and he adored it. He adored it. Where lesser people would go, I can't do that. I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want the first spot. Rob sprints out to the spotlight to welcome everybody. And it was just, you have that and you have those moments. And if you thrive on them, you do well. Derek Jeter elevates everybody by what he did last night. And it gave us all a moment to pause. I was talking about, what the crap that's going on in the world. What a nice moment and a nice break for that. And I will also say, for the long-suffering Redskins faithful, watching that stadium empty out last night, I mean this. People know that I've got friends in Connecticut, and I grew up rooting for the New York Giants. I'm going to say this after watching that last night. I am so ready, because now Redskins fans, make no mistake about it, you fall into the category of long suffering. Okay,
yeah.
There are teams that have waited longer. Well, it's the tease and then the fall.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
The tease and then the fall. These are long suffering fans, and man, I still think ultimately, this is when you get a new owner, you change the name of the team, and you start from scratch, really. And you know what? Everybody that roots for the Burgundy and Gold, if you change that name to, say, the Washington Warriors, this would be a good time to do it, because then you can say, hey, we did the right thing.
Let's go out
and win a Super Bowl. It's just my opinion.
I know how they work in this city, Mike. You know what they're going to change the name to? Washington Jeters.
Yay.
We'll take a break. Come back with are you ready for Oscar Rossi on Los
I'm
Angeles?
I'm here, baby. I'm here.
That's good. He never forgets anything. More. That's good stuff. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That sound can mean only one thing, friends. It's CAT 2014, the Mike O'Mara Show Live. We are returning to the Mandalay Ballroom at the Circus Circus Hotel and Casino in scenic, beautiful Reno, Nevada. Saturday, November 15th at 8 p.m. The whole gang is going to be there. Rob, Oscar, me, everybody. Get your tickets by calling the Circus Circus box office at 800-648-5010. That's 800-648-5010. All the information you need, my friends, is at our website, MikeOMaraShow.com, for CAT 2014. The Mike O'Mara Show Live. We'll see you there.
Friday night, just got paid.
Johnny Kemp.
Buy your tickets to CAT 2014.
Just got paid.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I will tell you this morning, my little fog-free mirror, shower time, Mike O'Mara.
Shower time, fun time, good time, anytime.
Tell you something, super time with Harry's. It's kind of a game. I'm saying, when is that blade going to go bad? When is that blade going to get dull? Doesn't seem to want to, and I'm just waiting to pop a new one in there. I love it. Shaving stinks. Harry's has solved that problem. They make their own blades in their own German factory, crafted by shaving experts. Blades that respect your face and prizes that respect your wallet. On average, you'll save $150 a year just by using Harry's instead of other lousy blades. Plus, Harry's has free shipping. What's not to like? And now, introducing two brand new products to improve your shave. Rob Spiewak swears by the Harry's Foaming Shave Gel.
Not only does it give you a closer, cleaner shave, Mike, it smells wonderful.
Oscar Santana cannot live without the Harry's Aftershave Moisturizer.
I absolutely love it. My skin hasn't been this smooth.
And as always,
ever,
your satisfaction is guaranteed. Go to Harry's.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off your first order. Just type in our code TMOS. Thank you so much for sharing your pictures of your Harry's packages as well. That's HARRYS.com, and enter the coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and change the way you shave forever. Now, without further ado, it's time for Oscar Ratzi from Los Angeles.
Ay, 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 ay.
Gentlemen.
Oscar. Yes.
Kim and Kanye apparently have to step up their security. Have you guys seen this video yet?
No.
No.
They are at Paris Fashion Week, and this is what I'll never understand.
I did see this. This guy is at it again.
Why do celebrities drive themselves to big events? It doesn't make sense, but apparently Kim and Kanye do, and they pulled up to Paris Fashion Week. And as Kim, and then you'll see this in the video, and we'll put it up on the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page, where Kim is getting out of the vehicle and a guy darts for what basically looks like he's trying to get under her dress somehow. It's the same guy from the red carpet, but this time he gets the beatdown of beatdowns because they had three huge security guards that are face stomping the man. It is not good.
It is not okay. No. According to the Bloids this morning, Mike, they said his stunt was an attempted tackle.
Oh no! You mean she tried to tackle Kim?
Yes.
You see the shove. You see the shove, and then you see the security guards go into action. It's actually pretty scary if you think about it.
It is.
That someone can get that close to a celebrity, and I'm not talking. And look, I'm not just talking about Kim, but this has been happening more and more and more. You remember the Brad Pitt incident?
Yep.
Where you're like, if there are crazy people out there, they watch that magic box, as you would say, Mike, and they think they have a connection to these people. And even if it's just a stunt, that gives other people ideas. Oh, I can get close. Or if someone has a more nefarious plot, I can get in there. So
by the way, I just want to say, if somebody tries to get under my skirt in Reno, I'll welcome it. I'll welcome them with every orifice.
Apparently now they've hired two. Kim and Kanye have hired two additional teams of bodyguards.
Did you hear Pony's little?
I got that.
All right, go ahead. Sorry, Oscar.
They've hired two additional teams of bodyguards. They've got two armored cars that will be taking them around. And that may be a little too much, but it's a scary time. And if you're traveling, I think that, and if you're going to put yourself in the public eye that way, you need that type of security.
And you know what, Oscar? Also, it's not helping the fact that this is getting the kind of coverage it is. When you see the video, you can't see people for the number of smartphones that are in the air filming this go down. And you know what? This is like when the NFL stopped covering streakers on the on the field. Ultimately, the deterrent is to not give them the attention, but it's so tough.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to do that.
Yeah.
Mike, you talked about the situation's tax issues yesterday.
Mike, the situation, Sorrentino.
Absolutely.
He's a bad boy.
He's claiming ignorance, and that's what he's probably guilty of. He said the situation was kept in the dark about his finances.
It's the little-known Louis Prima defense.
Letting his brother handle all the cash that was pouring in. At least that's what he's saying. And it's interesting because they're brothers. Someone's got to go to jail or pay the piper. Who's it going to be?
I'd send the situation in there, you know?
I would, too.
I think it'd make for a better novel when they come out. Depends. If it's like a year, you know, send in the situation. Have him do it. It'll make it more famous.
And who's going to host the reality show on the TV Guide channel?
They'll build it into the season,
probably
I'm
will.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Gentlemen, I also wanted to talk about, just quickly, as far as artists are concerned, do you guys know Jason Aldean?
I've heard the name.
He's a country artist,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's another great video online where he's at a concert and a young lady gets up on stage and goes to give him a hug, right?
Yeah.
And in this day and age, I'm sure you don't know what people go to in their private lives, but he's on stage and he looks like he's about to give her a hug, but he starts backtracking, dancing, and then points security her way. So the lady's going to hug him like the State Puft Marshmallow Man. And then, like, kind of directs her like an aircraft carrier or a plane that's landing to go towards the side of the stage, and security just rushes her.
Well, I hate to bring up Reno again, but it's the same reaction we will have at a meet and greet if we see somebody with bad teeth.
Exactly. Thank God, Mike. Thank God, in 20 years together, we've never seen it.
We just back up and we point at security.
That's right.
Guys, you know I'm a big fan of Scandal, correct?
Yeah, great show.
Yeah, we watch on Hulu Plus. A nice plug there. Apparently, Columbus Short, who's one of the main characters on Scandal, is one of the quote-unquote gladiators. He has been killed off the show because he's having legal troubles in his private life. Yeah, he had violated a restraining order from his ex-wife 6 times, so they wrote him off the show.
You mean they wrote him off the show because he's a real dick in real life?
That's exactly what happened.
Okay.
So they wrote him off. When you get written off a show and maybe you have some private life issues, you don't want to have a season premiere Scandal party where he says, come watch me die to the entire city of Atlanta. He's going to a nightclub so everybody can watch him get killed off because he got kicked off of the show. Isn't that the stupidest thing you've heard in a while?
It's stupid, and it shows his bad judgment. And, you know, on another way of looking at it, though, is that he's just coping and, you know, dealing with, you know, he's making lemonade out of lemons there, Austin.
I think, he's sopping up some of those tasty appearance fees. Because he doesn't have a job! One more, Oscar?
Yeah, apparently Hulk Hogan's restaurant is
you know what, that's a pretty good story right there.
Absolutely. I'm laughing already.
It's getting knocked around in the press because of his dress code. And people are saying the dress code basically says don't dress like a black guy. So it's just
wow.
So this is what you have.
Hey, Oscar, did you look at in the Business Week? I think the article was in Business Week. Number one growing chain in America in its sector.
What is it?
Twin Peaks.
Ah, yes.
Twin Peaks. Oscar called that like three years ago.
It's not like we ever tried to drive 6 hours out of our way to check one out.
Mike,
I
have a gift, Mike. I don't know what to tell you. the Hulk's no-nos include no oversized t-shirts extending past the mid-thigh, no excessively baggy attire, no low-hanging pants or shorts, no hats facing sideways or back facing, no oversized or excessive jewelry, no camouflage unless with a military ID, no workout clothes including tracksuits, jumpsuits, sweatpants, or basketball shorts, no high top sneakers. It is really detailed. And I've worked at bars and clubs before. You'll have two or three of those things. This thing is the Dead Sea Scrolls of don't come in if you're wearing these things.
Well, you know what? It sounds to me like you just peeled that off the back door at O'Mara's.
That's Oscar Rotzi, though.
Thank you, Oscar. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
When I get on stage in Reno, Nevada, I will be preaching the Comedy Bible. That's right, baby.
And people,
I will be.
They'll pray with you.
Yes, the faith of laughter. The faith of laughter. Just make up hack phrases. The faith of laughter is the faith of a child.
That's right. Mike, yes. You're going to deliver the homily of ha-ha?
Yes. Please rise, join hands for the creative gag.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOmaraShow.com. Bonus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've been goofing around for weeks about Amazon, but we love Amazon because it's the number one way to support the show. And now, without further ado, here with today's Amazon item of the day, ladies and gentlemen, take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Big ticket item today, Mike. Some lucky listener just bought the Bumble Ride Indie Twin Stroller in Cayenne Red.
Oh, fantastic. Bumble Ride.
I don't like to mention prices, but I will say this costs roughly the same amount as my first car. The Bumble Ride features bumper bars, jogging strap, cup holder, and 12-inch air-inflated tires. It's the Cadillac of strollers from Bumble Ride. And our Amazon link. Back to you, Soupy.
Amazon still sells tubeless tag, brass knuckles, mayonnaise, and corrective shoes. If you need it, Amazon has it always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon, the best way to save money and support the show. Bookmark Amazon at MikeOmaraShow.com and rest easy, my friend.
Now back to more fun and more thrills. Let's open it up with the audio vault for September 26, 2014, Rob Spiewak.
Well, frankly, I'm bummed. How am I going to get into Hulk's restaurant now?
I know, with your long t-shirt.
Exactly, my oversized hat. Mike, I've had the pleasure of working with you on many voiceover sessions.
Yes.
And there are certain voiceover artists, you have none that I know of, but certain voiceover people can't say certain words. For example, did you know that Paul Turner, who used to be the voice of WJFK, couldn't say the word nude? He always sounded weird when he said the word nude.
Nude.
So that's one. Here's one that I actually have audio of. I hate this guy's name, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, and the British actor.
And he's everywhere. He did a nature documentary. Benedict Cumberbatch cannot say penguins.
Is penguins. Crested penguins. Parent penguin heading home. So why are these woodlands so attractive to penguins?
He said penguins. And
they can't say penguin.
Those are the takes they used.
Penguins.
Do you want to hear that again?
Like, it comes out as these penguins. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Is penguins. Crested penguins. Parent penguin heading home. So why are these woodlands so attractive to penguins?
Penguins! What does that even mean?
All right. Penguins.
With baseball playoffs coming up, they've commissioned a new series of promos, I think, on TBS. Guess who is doing the music for them?
I don't know.
AC/DC doing their first new album in years. It'll drop in December. And Mike, it sounds... People say... How does the new AC/DC Play Ball song sound? Sounds like AC/DC. All right. I'll always remember the first time I heard that song. It was in 1980. Yeah, I would put that up against the song. I think it was called Shake a Leg on the Back in Black album. Same song. But you know what? As long as there's still juice in the orange.
Yes, sir. Squeeze a little more, baby.
With the bombings going on overseas, apparently a bomb was dropped by a pilot from the United Arab Emirates who's a lady. Did you hear about this?
It's a lady. Oh,
it's a lady. A lady pilot actually was on one of the bombing raids. And leave it to Fox News to take something that's a pretty cool story and really drag it through sexist mud.
Hey, ISIS, you were bombed by a woman. Oh, yeah. Hell came down on ISIS in Syria because guess what? The first female pilot piloting for the UAE, there she was, leading the strikes. Dropped the bombs on ISIS on Monday night. This is really incredible. Major Miriam Al-Mansouri is who did this. Remarkable. Very excited. I wish it was an American pilot. I'll take a woman doing this any day to them. I hope that hurt extra bad from you because in some Arab countries, women can't even drive. Her nickname, per Jennifer Griffin, Lady Liberty.
There you go. Problem is, after she bombed it, she couldn't park it.
What network is this?
Fox News.
Fox News can make it more stupid than I like the whole lady dropping a bomb on ISIS.
I like
you. They just took it so friggin' far because they're dope.
The other bubble-headed anchorman said they called it boobs on the ground.
Did he say? Oh,
he said that.
They suck.
They do.
They suck. Oscar.
Thank you, Oscar, for weighing in.
That's the worst.
Also, you know.
They really are bad, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the pits.
Yeah. They're for the birds.
I'll tell you who else is bad, and the people are giving a lot of grief to Apple because the new iPhone, I think the 6 and the 6 Plus, Mike, it bends. Did you know
it bends? It bends and breaks.
It bends and breaks. That's no good.
The new iPhones are out, and some iPhone 6 owners are complaining that their phones are bending. They say if you squeeze the ends hard enough, the phone will bend. And if you hit it with a hammer, the phone will break. Here's an idea. Don't bend the phone. If you do bend it, wrap it around your wrist and tell people it's the Apple Watch. You've been the first one to have it.
That was on Kimmel last night. Conan has done something neat this week. He's doing a tribute to George Harrison. And every night this week, some artist is doing a George Harrison cover. I play you this because I've played him for you before, and it's almost creepy. George Harrison's son, Danny Harrison, sounds so much like his dad. Listen to this. And if I told you this was George Harrison, I bet you'd believe me.
Is that a new piece of music?
It's one of George's older songs, but he's covering
George's
it.
Songs.
And it's, for one thing, he looks just like him. It's almost eerie to watch Danny Harrison up there. When you do a commercial, Mike, one of the greatest things you can do is find a celebrity endorser that really matches the client. Mm-hmm. Thank God these Kentucky lawyers were able to hire this man, Master P, the rapper. And he is really great. If you need a lawyer in Kentucky, I think this is going to sort of cinch the deal for you.
What's up, y'all? This is Master P, and I work with the Winton and Heathstand Law Group. And I know how much they care about the community and how they work hard for the children and all their clients. I know the Winton and Heathstand Law Group will fight for you. For all your attorney matters, you know who to call. The Winton and Heathstand Law Group.
It's going to make him say,
the law. And really, law group.
Yeah, that's great. So I think they're pretty good lawyers. I might use them. There's a thing that's blown up on YouTube this week. It's little kids, maybe preschool or even before, a girl and a boy are arguing about whether it's raining or sprinkling. And then at one point, the kid gets upset and pokes the girl in the shoulder, and her response is pretty funny.
It's sprinkling. No, it's raining. No, my mom told me it's sprinkling. It was raining. No, it's not. It is raining. It is raining. Ow! It's okay. It's raining. He poked my heart. It's raining. He poked my heart. I go and get honey. She poked my heart.
And Mike, I like to think that's what you do every day to all the listeners. You poke their heart. You poke their heart. And we close with Mr. Letterman talking about, and we mentioned it earlier in the show, Derek Jeter's last home game.
Derek Jeter's final home game. During the seventh inning stretch, they introduced all of his old girlfriends. They were there. They came out. Derek Jeter has 5 rings. That's about the same as a Kardashian.
Oh.
That's your magic audio vault. Congratulations, Derek Jeter, and have a great Friday, everybody.
Hey, have a fantastic weekend in L.A., Oscar, and say hi to all our fellow podcasters, won't you?
Woo! I will.
Cat 2014, the Mike O'Mara Show Live. You're getting paid today. Spend your hard-earned money on tickets to our show. We return to the Mandalay Ballroom at Circus Hotel and Casino in scenic, beautiful Reno, Nevada. We'll see you there. Get your tickets, 800-648-5010. That number again, 800-648-5010. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.